Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Anne-Marie Dunn, lecturer in baking at TU Dublin, welcome back.
Hi, Brendan.
And you're going to give us some, I'm great, thanks. You're going to give us some old school classic desserts for Christmas. So we get down to it. I suppose you can't get more old school and traditional than a trifle. Will we start there?
Well, yeah. And I think it can be a divided one as well. So you're either the traditionalist or you make it, you know, there's two ways of making it.
Yeah.
So the traditional way would be with no jelly.
Is that the traditional?
The traditional way is actually made with no jelly. So it's your Swiss roll with your sherry, with your fruit, and it's layered up then with custard. And that's the traditional English. So the divide is between the English and the Irish. So the Irish traditional trifle has to have jelly in it.
Okay.
And I think that's the one we all remember. We all make still. I think most trifles are made in the traditional manner with jelly, as in the Irish way. And I think the nicest way, if you have time to prepare it in advance, to make your own Swiss roll. I know it's a little bit more time consuming, but it does make a huge difference. And just using a traditional sponge, it's not that difficult to make. And then using really nice, maybe a homemade raspberry. I prefer raspberry jam because it's a little bit more tart than strawberry. And
so then we're layering the Swiss roll around the inside of the
yes,
bowl.
Yes, I think a nice glass bowl always looks really well because the presentation of a trifle, you have that, the visual of it. So I think the best way is to layer the trifle around the bowl, and then I soak or brush on some sherry, pale sherry, onto the trifles or the trifle sponge or your Swiss roll. And even if you're using a trifle sponge, which is fine, split it in the middle and put a little bit of jam in it to layer it up. But you get a better visual. I find if you use the sort of the shop bought Swiss rolls, they can be a little bit sweet. There's a lot of sugar, so that's where I prefer the traditional Swiss roll if you can make it yourself. But if you're using trifle sponges, they can be less sweet as well. So put a little bit of jam on them. Layer them up sort of that you can see, cut it in slices so that you can see it. You can go around the edge of the bowl, brush on your sherry, and then what I like to do so that you get that real flavour of the sherry, I normally use tinned fruit. Actually, I was speaking to the researcher the other day and she said, we always use the ones with the cherries in it, the fruit cocktail. That's somebody's, again, it comes down to the traditional Irish way of trifle. So it's the tinned fruit works best, I think, for the trifle. I like pears, and I would drain the juice of the pears the night before, soak my pears in a little bit of sherry. Again, it will soak up the flavour of the sherry. And I would keep the juice, and I would use the juice as part of my makeup of the jelly.
Okay.
So I'd make that part of the water, the liquid required for the jelly. So when I put my pears in on top of the Swiss roll, I put another layer of Swiss roll sort of to fill it in the centre.
Right.
And then another layer of my fruit. So that's a second layer of fruit.
Yeah.
So you're layering it up. So if you're outside of your bowl with your Swiss roll around it, and then you start a layering process.
Mm-hmm.
So I layer it with fruit, sponge, fruit, and then finish off with another sponge. If you're doing a large one, again, brushing it with the sherry because it's all about the sherry, the booze in it. And then I'll always make up my jelly separate. So make up your jelly, but 3/4 strength. So don't use a 3/4 amount of water. So 3/4 of a pint of water instead of a pint of water to dissolve the jelly. And I can use some of the juice, I say, as part of that water. Dissolve the jelly and then you pour on just enough jelly just to cover the layer of fruit. You don't want too much jelly. You don't want it very jelly-ish.
Yeah.
And the reason I make it a little bit stronger is because the alcohol can dilute the jelly and prevent it from setting. So I always make my jelly a little bit stronger. And then to finish it off, you can make your own homemade custard, egg custard if you wish. Some people find that tricky. Or the traditional way is using the bird's custard. And I think that's, again, the other thing that we just know that Irish trifle, and Christmas Day wouldn't be Christmas Day without the trifle. And I think it's making the custard. Some people find making the custard a little bit tricky, but you have to remember, the instructions are there, so follow them.
Okay.
Warm your milk. Use the amount of custard powder that's required. Dissolve it in a little bit of cold milk. Bring your milk to the boil. Pour in the custard powder and allow it thicken then. Then once it's thickened, sweeten it. And then you're going to pour. So your trifle needs to be set. So you need to have it cool down and in the fridge for about 6 hours before you pour your custard on. And when your custard is then poured on, pour it on while it's hot on top of the set jelly or the set trifle. And to stop that thick skin from forming, a dusting of icing sugar over the top, or if you cover it immediately while it's still hot with cling film and allow the cling film stick to the top of the custard, it will prevent the skin from forming. And when it cools down, the cling film will actually peel away and you won't have that thick layer sometimes that forms that skin on top of custard. And you allow that cool down completely. You finish it then with your fresh cream. I like some flake on it or some grated chocolate. And then you can decorate it with your cherries or your fresh fruit then. So that's your
amazing
classic trifle.
Trifle masterclass. Yeah. Now we're not going to have as much time with the others. So you're giving us a pudding recipe of sorts, but this you're suggesting a sticky toffee pudding.
Sticky toffee pudding is a great one. You're talking about making things in advance. So pick the things that will eliminate the work for you on Christmas Day. So sticky toffee pudding is super. You can have them made next week if you wish, frozen. And then all you have to do is the day before, put them in a casserole dish or a small baking dish, lasagna dish, and then pour the toffee sauce over them and have them ready to go into the oven. So when you've served up the dinner, have your oven will be still warm. Put them in and allow the toffee sauce then caramelize on top of the puddings. And it's a great one that you can have made in advance. Trifle made in advance, pavlova made in advance. They're all things that you don't want to be baking on Christmas Day. So, and then
we'll put up the pavlova as well, but we're nearly out of time.
Okay.
Give me the one thing we need to know for a successful pavlova, the one trick.
The one trick is to make sure your bowl is grease free before you start. And if you follow the recipe that I've given you, it's so easy. Everything goes into the bowl together and you whip it up. The next thing is to make sure that when you bake it, it's 130 degrees for 2 hours. And when it's baked, just turn off the oven, but don't take the pavlova out. Open your door of your oven ever so slightly to allow any moisture that's in there and you'll get that real crisp outside and you'll have the spongy centre in the middle. And again, that can be made 2 or 3 days in advance and you can then just finish it off then Christmas Day very quickly with your fruit and your fresh cream. So it's a foolproof one.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And that is all we have time for today.